From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The federal government is seeking input on a grant program intended to help address labor shortages and legal immigration pathways and improve the resiliency of the food and agricultural supply chain. Farm employers from different states have urged that the grant program include incentives to help agricultural employees curb their travel costs for employees with H-2A visas. They're also requesting a streamlined process to extend program contracts beyond 10 months. Plant-based food is a hot market, but plant-based meat alternatives are not, according to a recent study by Deloitte Insights. Data from Deloitte's Future of Fresh survey suggests dramatically improved taste in recent years unlocked new interest, but the portion of the population open to trying and repeat buying may have peaked. With inflation, fewer people are willing to pay a premium price, and some assumed benefits are being questioned by consumers. The national average gas price climbed for the third straight week, rising 13.8 cents from a week ago to $3.92 per gallon. The national average is up 22.5 cents from a month ago and 67 cents higher than a year ago. The national average for diesel increased 18 cents in the past week to $5.04 per gallon. OPEC cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day recently, causing an oil price surge of 20%.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.